Welcome back to episode 11 of the Landon Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, you sound sad as you say episode 11. You know what happened since the last time we did an episode?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, well.
Although we will.
We will. This is the last episode, by the way, that you're going to be a 12-year-old. When we do this next week, it'll be your birthday episode.
It will be.
Well, maybe the Dolphins will give you a present, because they certainly didn't give you one last week, did they?
No, we did not.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about it. And then, of course, later we'll get into our picks. We have a competition going up against Mike, where we actually picked up a game last week, so we're only one game behind him, which is good. If you want to hear his picks, you got to check out his podcast here at DolphinsTalkDaily.com. But, Landon, let's start with an awful, awful performance last week. We were together last Sunday. We were driving on the East Coast, listening to the game on the radio. And quickly, just got to say, what a great treat it is to listen to our home radio announcers, Jimmy Cefalo, Joe Rose, and Brian Greasy, and Kimbo Camper on the sideline. They do a great job. But Landon, it was disgusting right from the get-go, wasn't it?
It was. We went down, and we couldn't get any offense going, nor could we get anything working on defense.
Yeah, the thing that has me the most upset is the injuries, and the fact that we have injuries all over the place. Are absolutely killing me. I am disgusted with the offensive line. I'm disgusted by the secondary. You know, it's interesting. Mike said on his pod that our starting 22 may be good, you know, to compete maybe even for a playoff spot, but we have no depth, and you're going to see that. You know, we fixed the offensive line by bringing in Kilgore and Sitton. They're both gone for the year. We fixed the secondary by moving McCain, and, you know, getting Minkah Fitzpatrick, but then Rashad Jones is hurt, and hopefully he's going to play this week, but we won't know. And now McCain's going to be out for a couple weeks, and so now we got McTyre playing one corner. Tankersley can't even get off the bench. The depth of this team, Landon, is non-existent, and when you get injuries, that's what happens.
It is exactly what happens. And teams like the Patriots were throwing 50-yard, 55-yard touchdowns with four fifth-string wide receivers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, we'll talk about the Cincinnati game in a little bit, but they have three excellent wide receivers, and we only have one excellent cornerback right now, so I'm a little scared. But let's talk a little bit more about this Patriots game. The thing that I said last week that scared me was James White coming out of the backfield, catching balls. That came to fruition. What I didn't anticipate was Sonny Michel running all over us, nor our lack of running game. What do you think happened with either our run defense or our run offense?
I feel like the whole offensive line being injured completely ruined our run game. We couldn't get the ball going anywhere whatsoever by any means.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't run the ball at all. We didn't stop the run at all. It was very, very, very disheartening.
It was, especially considering we went off 3-0, and we were doing better than the Patriots. But now, if we lose this game and the Patriots win, we no longer have the first seed in our division.
Yeah, well, let's go through that. So if I would have told you before the season started, would you have accepted a 3-1 record?
I would have accepted that, yes.
Yeah, me too. I'm just upset because I don't think we're set up for long-term success with these injuries. I really think that, you know, losing defensive players like William Hayes, who was clearly our best run defender, and all of a sudden we give up a billion rushing yards, that's really going to hurt. And, you know, the whole Jordan Phillips thing kind of disgusts me too.
Yeah, and I feel like after that, it was just a tough game. We lost a lot of key players against the Patriots. Should we have lost that big of a deficit? Probably not. But either way, we still lost that game.
Well,
and I don't think
the
there's any way, if you told me who...
I mean, the Cordell Patterson should have been a penalty. That was a pick play. There was another couple calls that went against us. Certainly not enough to turn the tide of the game, but there were at least two to three really critical penalties that went against us that I don't think were penalties after watching the highlights, but didn't matter. They were the better team, and we're back. It looked very familiar, Landon. It looked like last year's Miami Dolphins, didn't it?
It did.
All right, so I want to get your perspective as a 12-year-old, soon to be 13. How do you get over a loss? I think people would want to hear that. Does it bother you all week? Do you not care as soon as you go to school? Do your friends kind of bring it up to you and say, hey, the team that you root for and you do a podcast for, they got killed this week. How do you sort of handle it?
It kind of does bother me once we lose the entire weekend. And on Monday, I remember there was three Patriots fans in my science class, and I walked in, and they all came into me, and they did a couple of Fortnite emotes saying that the Dolphins lost and that we're trash. And I'm like, we still have a better record, but either way, we lost that game, and there's nothing we can change about that.
Yeah, and I can't stand Boston sport fans anyway. We do have to deal with them with the Yankees and the Red Sox this week. So this is a really, really ugly week. I have a good friend at work here. We'll just call him Scotty G. And I don't think we're going to talk ever again after this week between the Patriots, between me killing him in fantasy football. I mean, Landon absolutely destroying him in fantasy football. One of the worst losses anyone's ever had in fantasy sport. I threw at him, and then this upcoming Yankees Red Sox. It's just the Boston sports fans just can't deal with them.
Yeah, I feel like one thing that if we're going to take away from the game, and what really makes me mad is all the penalties we gave up. We heard like three holding calls within the first two quarters. It was obscene.
Yeah, the penalties, that was a typical result last year. We had backups playing because of injuries or other circumstances when we traded guys or cut guys, and we had penalties. And now this year, it's just penalty after penalty after penalty, and I cannot stand it. That's not the secret to success.
It's not. And when you have your defensive players working hard, three downs, they get the three stops, and one of your backup defensive linemen gets a holding call called against them. It's just awful.
Yeah, that was the play differential between Miami and New England was alarming. They ran so many more plays than we did. And if that continues, it's going to be a long, long season. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about this horrible, horrible experience of a game before we switch and look forward to Cincinnati?
Nope, I want to get out of there as fast as possible. That game's dead to me.
All right, that game's dead to you. Well said. Let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. A couple interesting things I think about this game. One, Andy Dalton's one of the worst quarterbacks at giving up interceptions. Xavier Howard is one of the best cornerbacks in creating interceptions. If I were the Cincinnati Bengals, I would not throw anywhere where X is on the field. If he's on AJ Green, then you just don't throw to AJ Green. They have two other excellent receivers. I would go the other direction. In addition, I would just continue to test that soft linebacking core. They can't cover anybody out of the backfield, and we give up a billion yards rushing to a poor rushing team last week. So, and Joe Mixon probably will be back. It's the defense has got to step up this week. We have to see a completely different both effort and result. And now we don't have Jordan Phillips, who we cut and is now a Buffalo Bill, so even one less body.
And what currently worries me a lot is the weakness in the secondary, assuming that Rashard Jones does not come back. They're just going to throw it deep to John Ross every play, or a decent amount of plays. And if Javian's not on him, it's gonna work. And that's kind of worrying. And then once what they can do is they can either run the ball or they can run play action in the same formation. And that's going to worry me once we're playing up against in the third quarter where we're up by like 3 or 4 points, where it's a close game and they're going to run something big. I'm worried about John Ross.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Green's one of the best receivers in football. Ross and Boyd, all three are excellent. We only have one outstanding cover guy. So do the math, Landon. 3-on-1, how's that going to work out for us?
It's not going to work well at all.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Minkah Fitzpatrick plays out of his mind and makes almost two turnovers or gets one and helps with a second one, because otherwise I don't see us winning defensively.
Yeah, he did get his first interception, and he also had a couple hits that were really, really strong. I really love this guy. This guy is, as advertised, did really well. Mike Gesicki not doing so well. Other guys not doing so well either. So it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. What do you think about our offense? How do we get our running game going with this replacement offensive line?
I feel like we just have to run the ball with conviction, and we're going to try and stay out of the middle. We want to go to the outside. I feel like that the offensive linemen up front aren't going to be as effective because they're all backups playing up against a decently healthy Bengals defense. And if we're going to run the ball, I want to run it out to the wide sections of the field, and I want to have our two tight ends blocking and maybe a great block from Kenny Stills or Albert Wilson or Danny Amendola, just someone. We just need to get on the outside because I feel like Kenyon Drake or Jakeem Grant even are fast enough to get to the outside. And I don't think that they're going to be able to shrug off three defensive linemen when our offensive linemen can maybe hold off one.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on with the run game. Kenyon Drake didn't get the opportunities the last couple weeks. We said we were going to give him a lot of opportunities start of the year, not happening. Frank Gore ran well towards the end of the game, and certainly is trending probably in the right direction. And I'm kind of curious what Balazs ends up doing because he's our biggest back. But we've got to commit to this running game. What I'm scared with is that Ted Larson and Juwan James and Jesse Davis, they're not just not playing up to the level we need. Josh Sitton was so much better, and Kilgore is so much better. Who knows who's going to play center? I mean, Swanson just seems awful to me. And we signed a guy off the Jets who was on the Jets last year who wasn't even good enough to be on their team. So, you know, I think Mike hit the nail on the head. Our 22 was real good, and now we're into our 30s and sometimes 40s in terms of positional depth, and we don't have it. And that really worries me. I really wish just once and for all the Miami Dolphins can fix the offensive line. That means drafting guys at a high level who are really good players and plugging them in and letting them stay for years. And we just don't do that. We try to, so when you sign a 30-plus-year-old guard with a lot of mileage on him, you can't be surprised that he's out for the year. You just can't. And that is just really, really hurting what's happening with our team.
It really is. And I feel like it's almost a similar situation with the linebacking core previously, before when we had Kiko Alonso and the other guys, and Roquan McMillan went down, and we had no one. And they would literally just throw the ball in the middle or run it, and it was guaranteed 5-plus yards.
Yeah, it seemed like that was that was something that was going to happen a lot. I was not real, real happy about that. The other thing is, it sounds like Cameron Wake didn't practice today. We're recording this on Thursday, but hopefully that's just sort of something that is just sort of precautionary. But, I mean, the injury report is just absolutely, absolutely brutal. And you can't win in this league with injuries. You know, our injury, I'm looking at the injury report right now. So many guys are on this list. And, you know, Bobby McCain is definitely out. The good news is Rashad Jones practiced today. Juwan James practiced today. Who else practiced today? A.J. Derby looks like he's not going to play. Chase Allen was limited. You know, Devontae Parker was limited. And Cam Wake has a knee thing going on and didn't practice. So this is not the way to succeed and have these guys hurt. And it's just such a shame because you can't predict, you know, injuries. But, man, it is just really, really, really tough.
It is. And it once a couple players go down, it can ruin your season. Lucky Ryan Tannehill is still up because I'd be worried if he went down a third year in a row. But I feel like this season has not gone very positive so far. I feel like we need to sign a few more free agents, and then we'll maybe be back into our contending position.
Yeah, and the other thing interesting is if you look at the Cincinnati report, both Joe Mixon and John Ross were limited today at practice with injuries. So who knows what's going to happen there. Too much time between now and Sunday, but we'll see what happens. All right, Landon, give me some more thoughts about this game, some keys. Give me your keys. You gave us keys last week that didn't exactly work out too well. Give me your keys to this game, and then after that we'll make our pick on this game, and then we'll make our three picks against Mike.
Keys are kind of hand-in-hand. I want a good run defense and a good run offense. As we previously mentioned, Andy Dolan is not exactly the best passer when it comes to keeping the ball safe. I feel like if we can stop the run, I feel like they're going to come at us, run the ball on third down, run the ball on first down, second down. I don't know why I did in that order, but I did. They're going to run the ball a lot. That's my point.
Yeah, they have to do first,
and
second,
if
and
we
third,
can shut down the run. And if they continue running the ball like that, and they run all over us, I feel like it's going to be really tough to recover. And our defense is just going to get flat tired. We need to, once they snap the ball first down on the very first play, I'm guaranteeing it's going to be a run. So we need to stuff the run early. And we need to get Joe Mixon worn out, and then we need to start slowing downhill. And then I feel like that's going to be pretty good for the defense. And that's going to be what's going to be successful for our defense. I'm not necessarily as worried about the pass defense, but definitely the run defense.
All right. Well, Mixon's probably going to be back, and he's their best running back, so we'll have to see what happens. I think the key to the game is a quick start. I think that if we get down early, one score or even a score and a field goal, everyone's going to be like, here we go again. This is what last week was, and we're going to forget those first 3 weeks. We need to get up early, get ahead early, stay ahead early, and force some the ability where we can run or pass and really commit to things, but we have to get to an early lead and we have to get the defense off the field. Simple as that. These guys can't play double the amount of plays that the offense plays. Can't happen. Won't win that way.
They cannot. And my second key to the game was running the ball a lot. We need to have confidence in Kenyon Drake. He's shown that he's a great running back, and I feel like we just haven't given him enough opportunities to show how elite he could be or can be or is.
Yeah, well, Frank Gore said today that the key for them to be able to run the ball more and create more running opportunities is quite simply they need to just get more first downs. And so that sounds like that's a pretty simple thing. But I do think that it's a pretty tall task. I think that this Cincinnati team is pretty doggone good. So we'll see what happens. All right, Landon, I want to get to your official pick. Your last pick is a 12-year-old. Your pick is to who's going to win, the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals.
I feel like it's going to be a low-scoring defensive game, and we're going to end up winning the game. Towards the end, the Bengals are going to have the ball, but they're not going to score towards the final plays of the game. And the final score of the game will be 28-24.
That doesn't sound too low scoring to
27-24.
Me. 27-24. All right. Still doesn't sound too low scoring.
Have you seen a couple of the previous games last week? They've been
High scoring. All right. I actually think Cincinnati's going to win. I think that they're going to watch the blueprint of last week, do the same thing. I think they're going to look where Xavien Howard is, and they're just going to play pitch and catch to the other corners. I think they're going to roll on us, and I'm not too happy about that.
That's our first time picking one of us to lose.
I know. Well, I'm just trying to be ready for reality here. All right, Landon, we are going head-to-head against Mike of the main podcast here on DolphinsTalkDaily.com. After 4 weeks, Mike's record is 8-4. We are 7-5. Mike has made his week 5 picks on his podcast. You're going to have to listen to that one to hear his picks. Landon, why don't we make our picks? Now, we had a better week last week going with this new theory of me picking 2 and you picking 1. So can we stay with that?
I mean, sure. I mean, it's less fun for me, but I am totally okay with that as long as we win.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just keep going with it, and we'll change it back if we lose this week. The first one seems to be the gimme game of the week, the Rams only giving up a touchdown at Seattle. I don't see how any way that game's close. So we'll take the Rams. The second one I like is the Chargers against the Raiders. The Chargers are, I don't know. I just think that they're offensively explosive enough, and I just feel like that there's no way that the Raiders will – look at how much they gave up to the Browns last week. If they're giving up that many points to the Browns and a Hugh Jackson coach team, then I'm a little scared to see what the Chargers can do. So we'll take both LA teams, Landon. Fitting, as I'm about an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on traffic, south of LA. We will take both the Los Angeles teams.
Okay. And the third team I'd pick is the Panthers at home up against the Giants. They haven't gotten anything started. I don't feel like they're using Saquon right at all. And I feel like the Panthers are simply just going to go out, run the ball twice, and then throw a deep bomb and score. And as we saw the Saints, they ran a million points up against them. Their defense is very weak, and that's why I think the Panthers are going to win.
Oh, I like that pick. That's a real good one. I was considering that one strongly as a pick for us. All right. Well, all I can tell you is that we are coming for you, Mike. We are coming for you. We know your strategy now. I've figured this whole thing out, and we are going to make sure that we are victorious. Right, Landon?
We will emerge victorious, and we will hopefully take the lead this week, if not next week.
Yeah. All right, Landon. Well, this is officially the last show for you as a 12-year-old. Next week, we will do a birthday edition of the Landon and Jeff Show, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I am very excited for that because it's my birthday.
I know. We might even have you open a couple of your gifts on the podcast. Does that sound good?
That does sound good.
All right. Well, if you want to leave a comment and wish Landon a happy birthday, please do that. Otherwise, Landon, why don't you take it home?
That has been episode 11 of the Landon Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff.